If you watched the Oscars last weekend, you might have seen this public service announcement featuring Susan Sarandon and Cynthia Erivo.
For far too long, hospitals across this nation have profited from concealing prices from patients.
Debt we did not expect or could not prepare for. Prices we could not compare because they were nowhere to be seen.
But now it's in the law. All hospitals must publicly publish their prices, which mandates that hospitals are no longer allowed to keep their fees a secret.
And truth is a tourniquet.
It's our health. It's our money to save.
They're referring there to a rule created under the Trump administration requiring hospitals to share info on prices for many tests and procedures. Hospital prices can vary by thousands of bucks even within the same city, and those prices generally kept private. The new rule is intended to eventually drive prices down, but many hospitals aren't complying with it, and critics say even when hospitals do share prices, it's not really intelligible for regular folks. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you been surprised by a hospital bill? Have you tried to shop around for a procedure maybe this year since the new rules came into effect? Did it make sense? Do you work at a hospital or do you shop for health plans for your employees? Let us know what you're seeing at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Julie Rovner is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we heard that ad framing this new rule as a big win for consumers. How is it working out in practice so far since it kicked in at the beginning of this year?
It's getting off to a pretty bumpy start. The hospitals fought this. They went to court and they lost. And so they had to start publishing these prices, making them publicly available and easily publicly available, according to the rule, on January 1st. And a number of studies since then have determined that's not exactly what's happening. There was one study that found that 65 of the nation's 100 largest hospitals were, quote, unambiguously noncompliant through February. More recent stories have found that some hospitals are publishing the prices, but putting them in with code that means that if you try and use a search engine like Google, you won't be able to find it, or putting them behind just multiple layers of having to click through. So basically, even those that are complying with the actual part of the rule may not be complying with the spirit of the rule.
That's happening nationally, and we saw a Guy Bolton report in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He called around and looked around at websites. That's happening here in Wisconsin, too, exactly what you just said. Julie, what is this supposed to look like? If I'm shopping around for a procedure, whether it's elective or something I need, but I can, you know, kind of pick my time, what am I supposed to be able to do with this information that's out there?
Well, a lot of this information is going to be of more use to researchers and analysts who will be able to sort of translate it into what it means for consumers. But for consumers, there's supposed to be the specific cost for 300 common and, quote, shoppable services, things like having a baby or getting a knee replaced or having a hernia repaired. And those are supposed to be easily available. And there are a number of ways they have to it's not just what they charge. That's one piece of information, but also the price that they've negotiated with insurers, including, you know, how much they're getting for, you know, the insurer that's paying the most, one that's getting them the least, and the prices that they charge for people who don't have insurance. So it's a range of charges that people should be able to see and should be able to understand, at least for the most common reasons that most people end up in the hospital.
Is this also intended for not just the researcher, not just me, a dude looking to go to a hospital, but for people who shop for lots of things? Like if I run a company and we do our own healthcare coverage, we pay for the cost, so we're trying to figure out what plan is going to work for us, what hospital we should send our workers to. Are they part of the target audience here too?
Absolutely. Those are the people who can probably do the best with this, or, you know, employers who pay for their health coverage for their workers and want to know how much, you know, various hospitals are charging. There is concern, though, that, you know, this might drive down prices, making them public. But in some cases, it could also drive up prices if a hospital sees it. Well, everybody around us is charging, you know, way more. We could raise our prices just a little bit. We'd still be the cheapest. So there is a concern that it may not necessarily work out. out exactly as hoped. But this is, you know, this whole idea of price transparency is a big part of the Republican effort to reform healthcare. They don't want the government to be dictating prices the way it does for Medicare, to some extent Medicaid. They want consumers and employers and those who actually, you know, do the shopping to be able to see what the prices are so that they can make better choices. That's where this sort of emanated from.
Is it hard for a hospital to say how much something is going to cost? Because I know there are procedures where, say, a colonoscopy, they might go up in there, clean bill of health, no problem. They might need to remove polyps and then analyze them. So they don't necessarily know when a procedure, when many procedures start, how much work they're going to have to do until they're done, right?
That's true. And there can be complications. I mean, this is not supposed to be how much you exactly will pay, but this is supposed to give you an idea of what the hospital charges and what the hospital charges to whom. It's called de-identified information. So you don't necessarily know, you know, which insurer or employer group they've cut this great bargain with, but you will know that they have cut a bargain with somebody and this is how much that they're going to be paid for this. So it's not supposed to be specific. It's supposed to give you a general idea, which, frankly, we don't have now. I mean, hospital charges are all over the place. Even, you know, some of the researchers who've started to look at some of this data, to the extent that it's, you know, already available, have found just dramatic, you know, discrepancies in what can be charged for the same service.
You use the phrase unambiguously non-compliant, meaning a lot of hospitals just aren't doing this. Is it somebody's job to make sure that they do provide at least some kind of price information?
Yes, it is the Department of Health and Human Services. This is one of the few sort of Trump-era health changes that the Biden administration has said it will keep, and it has promised to enforce it. They're just getting their feet on the ground and obviously are busy with lots of things. But there was a letter last week before, from both Republicans and Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which oversees this. The Republicans and Democrats in the House do not agree on very much when it comes to health care. But they agreed on this, that, you know, this is the new rule. They members of Congress of both parties support this. The administration supports it, and it should darn well be enforcing it.
We continue our conversation about hospital price transparency with Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent at Kaiser Health News. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and or questions on the topic. Julie, this is one idea, this transparency to try to get hospital costs down. The idea, if we can look at everybody's prices, we can shop around. Hospitals have to be more competitive. Maybe it will work that way. Maybe it won't. What are some of the other ideas that have been out there on the table to try to limit these costs?
Well, obviously, you know, there's the Medicare for All movement would suggest that everybody would get paid Medicare rates. That would be a huge cut in pay for the vast majority of hospitals. They obviously already take Medicare for many patients, but they make considerably more in commercial rates. So they are sort of vehemently against that. And, of course, in Washington now, there's an argument going on about just among the Democrats whether they want to move towards Medicare for All or whether they want to further shore up the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, there is definitely more and more sort of hard looks at what hospitals are charging. I mean, everybody talks about drug prices because most people see those at the pharmacy counter. Most people don't go to the hospital every year, so they don't experience how high hospitals are. But hospitals are a much, much larger driver of healthcare spending than drugs are.
Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Deanna in Stevens Point with us. Deanna, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Deanna?
Well, you know, I just moved to Wisconsin from Minnesota. And I had to go to the emergency room a couple months back. It was the quickest emergency room visit I've ever had in my life. It was less than 15 minutes, in and out. And got the bill about a month later, and I just had sticker shock. It was over $500. And so I called Aspiris, who I went through, and they're like, we don't negotiate our bills. You know, we don't reduce prices. This is how much it costs. I'm like, $300 for a physician consultation. Basically, all he did was write me antibiotics and send me on my way. And yeah, they're like, nope, no, we don't, reduce costs at all.
Deanna, thank you so much for sharing that story. I'm sorry to hear that. Julie, not an uncommon story. And I want to talk about the emergency room. Even if we could shop around for prices on things that we can, you know, plan for, nobody's going to shop around for the emergency room costs before they go in a difficult situation, are they?
No, and there are all kinds of requirements that, you know, that emergency rooms, you know, not sort of gouge people because they're not in their network. I mean, that was part of the Affordable Care Act that, you know, and that if you go to if that and that insurers not, you know, retroactively say, well, this was an emergency, so you shouldn't have gone to the emergency room. Now it's defined as what a prudent layperson would consider an emergency. So if you think you're having a heart attack and it turns out that you only had, you know, some kind of terrible indigestion, they will still have to pay for it. But we do see emergency room visits in particular getting really sky high for a variety of reasons. One of them is that it can be hard to find enough doctors to cover an emergency department, so hospitals contract with emergency room practices, and a lot of them are owned by hedge funds now and upping their charges, and the hospitals don't have a lot of choice because they need to have this coverage in their emergency room. And so that you end up with these, you know, really wild bills. Actually, $500 even for a short visit is kind of low compared to what some people have ended up with for, you know, minor things that they went to the emergency room for. So, you know, healthcare pricing and the problem with healthcare costs is really very complicated and very multi-layered right now. This is only a really small piece of it.
Thanks for that call, Deanna. Time for one more caller. Mark is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Mark, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I had a thought. Does the hospital have to tell me what my doctor's going to charge me for a colonoscopy? Or can they give me a list of what the different doctors that use that hospital charge, so I can pick the cheapest one? Or should I go, you know, I'm just wondering if the hospital's rules have to tell me what the doctor charges.
Mark, thanks for the call. Yeah, so do we get kind of can we get an a la carte menu from the hospital? Sure, options maybe even within that hospital, Julie.
Not yet. I mean, right now, these are what the hospitals charge, not necessarily what the doctors charge, although in some cases, you know, if the doctors are part of the hospital system, that can come as part of it. But yeah, this is another issue where people end up with hospital bills, and then they end up with separate doctor bills, particularly if you have surgery, and sometimes you end up with assistant surgeon's bills, and you end up with an anesthesiologist bill. So it's not, you know, as I said, this is a very small piece, although the hospitals themselves, the hospital charges tend to be the largest single chunk if you're going to have care in a hospital.
Thanks for that call. And Julie, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
That's Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. She joined us for a look at new rules on hospital price transparency and what they mean for consumers.